Who was this second one?
A fellow who came and said, I believe in you and I will leave whatever I have for you to be ready to live whatever you're hanging on. Then that secret will jump on you. You become someone else. Yes?
It is honey for the grown-up and milk for children. For every boat, it is the last bale. Besides these two, many kings, beyond number, hath love torn from their kingdoms and families. The souls of these three princes also were roaming around China in every direction, like birds picking up grain.
This is it. This is something that magically happens when you are in the best state of your mind. Somebody will give you this secret and all the happy, fortunate people are the example of this. All the people in this path that we are looking at, when they become really selfless and they're ready to give everything up, that's the magical moment. In that magical moment, if they are lucky, somebody will touch them. And it happens. It happens. It happens always. Yes?
They durst not open their lips to utter the thoughts hidden, because it was a perilous and grave secret.
That's a trick. Here, the first Amor Reis, he cannot go around and talk to everyone, and it's not like that. He's ready to pass the message if you are ready to receive it, because that's how it works. Yes.
100,000 heads for a farthing at the moment love strings his bow in anger. Even without anger, at the time when he is well pleased, love is always accustomed to kill recklessly. This is at the moment when he is contented. How shall I describe when he is angered? But may the soul's pasture be the ransom for his lion, who is killed by this love and his scimitar. A killing better than 1,000 lives. Sovereignties are mortally enamored of this servitude.
Who is talking here? You see, this is Rumi, and he's not telling the story. He's explaining to you that, listen, yes, it's like this. It's just strange. It's like suddenly you're facing a sword, but you love it. It's a tricky moment that everybody will, this will be like they serve the kingdom to everyone if you're ready, if that moment is correct. Yes?
They were telling each other their secrets elusively, in low tones, with 100 fears and precautions.
These two brothers traveling, not that traveling and explaining to everyone. This is a dangerous stuff. They know. They whisper to each other. This is how it works. All the people who are trying to walk this path, we'll whisper to each other about that emotion, because they are full of emotion, but they cannot trust everybody and talk about it like that. Yes?
None but God was the confidant of their secret. Their sighs were breathed to heaven alone. They were using certain mystical terms among themselves in order to convey information.
There's a special language. They could transfer the information with the musicality of the language. Yes, they have very special language. Yes, explain it.
The vulgar have learnt this bird's language and have acquired prestige and authority. That terminology is the image of the bird's voice. The uninitiated man is ignorant of the state of the birds.
This is like the singing of the birds. You could imitate that, but it's not that. This is the model of transformation. All the people that they come in this path, they will transform. They become like this. Yes?
Where is the Solomon who knows the bird's song? The demon, though he sees the kingdom, is an alien. The demon in the likeness of Solomon stood. He knows how to deceive, but he does not possess, we have been taught. Inasmuch as Solomon was rejoiced exceedingly by God, he had a bird's language from we have been taught.
Yeah, this is playing with one word. Alumna. He taught us something. Something down there in our subconscious, we know it. He talks about that and say, that's a trick. That's something that he will teach us. It's not that we teach each other. It's not in our schools. Yes?
Understand that you are a bird of the air because you have not beheld the esoteric birds. The home of the Simurgs is beyond Kaf. It is not a handloom to any imagination. But only
when I'm talking about the birds, think about Simurg. Simurg is what? Is Simurg, 30 birds. Because this is 30 birds that they combine to each other, they make this bird, which is like the king. Think about that. Okay, we talk about Seymour. Where is he? He's beyond the mountains, beyond the Kaf, which is the biggest mountain there. It's not in public. I'm talking about the exception. I'm talking about the exceptional place that Nelson Mandela was. That special place. Yes.
It is not a handloom to any imagination, but only to the imagination that beholds it by chance, and then after a vision is parted. Not a parting that involves severance. For a wise purpose, for that high estate is secure from every parting. In order to preserve the spiritual body, the sun for a time withdraws from the snow. Seek good for thy soul from them. Beware, do not steal mystical expressions from their language.
This is the trick. This is the recipe. Is that listen. When you're listening to them, they have some words that they talk. Don't try to stick those words to be able to talk like them. Listen and get the essence. Because, yes, their vocabulary is different. But that's not the trick. The trick is to listen carefully and understand the meaning. Yes?
Zalika had applied to Joseph the name of everything, from Rooseed to Aloes Wood. She concealed his name in names and made the inner meaning thereof known to confidants. When she said, "The wax is softened by the fire," this meant, "My beloved is very fond of me." And if
she's listening, he is somehow explaining the poetry that he's giving to us. Listen, this is poetry, okay, musical and all that. But there is other trick to it. If you are a member of this group, you will understand this stuff. But you could be fooled by the form of this and lose the essence. The essence is for you. Yes, when Zulaikha is talking, he's saying this, she means that. Just when I'm talking, I'm saying this, and I mean that. That's simple. Yes.
And if she said, "Look, the moon is risen," or if she said, "The willow bough is green," or if she said, "The leaves are quivering mightily," or if she said, "The rue seed is burning merrily," or if she said, "The rose has told her secret to the nightingale," or if she said, "The king has disclosed his passion for Shahnaz."
Hold on a second. All this page is like that. You will say, if he will say, she will say this, it means that. This means that. This means that. So be careful. Read them again. Later, go step by step and see what are those examples that he brings in. Yes?
Or if she said, "How auspicious is fortune?" Or if she said, "Give the furniture a good dusting." Or if she said, "The water carrier has brought the water." Or if she said, "The sun has risen."
You see, if she said this, he doesn't say that. If she said this, she means that. No! It's not like that. You have to be familiar with and use all your imagination to discover that if she said this, if she said that, if she said that, all of this, she means that Joseph, that handsome fellow, that's it. Yes.
Or if she said, "Last night they cooked a potful of food," or "The vegetables are cooked to perfection," or if she said, "The loaves have no salt," or if she said, "The heavenly sphere is going round in the contrary direction," or if she said, "My head aches," or if she said, "My headache is better." If she praised, 'twas his caresses, and if she blamed, 'twas separation from him. If she piled up 100,000 names, her meaning and intention was always Joseph. Were she hungry, as soon as she spoke his name, she would be filled and intoxicated by his cup. Her thirst will be quenched by his name. The name of Joseph was a sherbet to her soul. And if she were in pain, her pain would immediately